Welcome to Trading Anti-Guru. Most crypto content you have read was written by someone who profits if you buy. The exchange wants you to trade. The influencer wants your click. The analyst wants your subscription. Everyone has a reason to keep you excited, keep you buying, keep you in the market. Nobody has a reason to tell you to slow down. So that is what I try to do here. Crypto's genuinely interesting. The technology is real, the use cases are real, and yes, people have made serious money in it, but the noise around it is unlike anything else in finance. Telegram groups promising 100x calls, anonymous accounts posting charts like they are predicting the weather, influencers shilling tokens they quietly offloaded days before the post went live. Here is what nobody says out loud. The people making the most money in crypto are not the traders, they're the exchanges charging you fees on every buy, every sell, every move. They're the project founders who sold their allocation before the marketing campaign even launched. And they're the educators charging nearly $1,000 for a course on how to find the next Bitcoin. The money flows toward whoever controls your attention, not toward you. No price targets here, no calls, no "this coin is going to 10x." What you will find is honest breakdowns of how crypto actually works as an asset, how to think about security, how to handle the tax side without getting blindsided, and how to separate real projects from noise. No hot tips, no Discord, no paid tier, no premium signals. The moment I'm paid to be excited about something, I stop being useful to you, so that is not the model here. Now, there are two very different ways people get involved in crypto, and most content treats them like the same thing. They're not. The first is owning the actual asset. You buy Bitcoin or Ethereum, you hold it in a wallet, you are taking on direct exposure to the asset itself. The second is trading crypto through CFDs or derivatives. You never touch the underlying coin. You're speculating on the price movement through a broker, often with leverage, without ever holding real crypto. Both are legitimate approaches, both carry real risks, but the risks are completely different and almost nobody explains that clearly up front. If you're trading crypto CFDs through a regulated broker, you need to understand that you are not in the crypto market the way most people picture it. You're in a leveraged derivatives market that happens to use crypto prices as a reference. The volatility that makes crypto exciting becomes genuinely dangerous with 2x or 5x leverage behind it. A 30% drawdown in Bitcoin becomes a wipeout in a leveraged CFD position if your sizing is wrong. If you want to own the actual asset, the most important thing I can tell you is this. The exchange is not your wallet. If your crypto is sitting on Binance, Coinbase, or any other platform, you do not own it. You own an IOU. The exchange holds the actual asset. FTX had millions of customers who found this out the hard way in November 2022. Billions of dollars gone. Not because the blockchain failed, because people trusted a company with money that should have been in their own wallets. A hardware wallet is the cheapest risk management you will ever buy if you're holding real crypto. Before you do anything else, understand what self-custody means and why it matters. Both paths get covered here, honestly. The mechanics, the risks, the tools worth using, and the ones not worth paying for. People who are already deep into crypto and know their stuff will find a lot of what I write pretty basic. That's intentional. I'm not trying to serve advanced traders. I'm writing for the person who just bought their first Bitcoin or just opened their first crypto CFD position and is starting to realize the industry built around it runs on manufactured excitement. For that person, stick around. You'll get honest information, real breakdowns, and the reality checks I wish someone had handed me earlier. One last thing. This blog is just me. One person, no team, no investors. To keep it running, some articles include affiliate links. When I mention a tool and you sign up through my link, I might earn a small commission. It costs you nothing extra. The rule is simple. I only mention something when it's genuinely worth paying for and there's no free alternative that does the job properly. If a free tool exists that gets you there, I'll point you to that instead. A paid recommendation only shows up here when the free options just don't cut it.